From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Philip Alexio in Washington. Despite criticism of the Trump administration's response to Puerto Rico after Hurricane Maria devastated the U.S. territory, President Trump touting the successes made through the relief effort.
There remains a lot of work to do, and we will work with the folks that we're working with right now. They're trying very, very hard, I will tell you that, but nobody's ever seen anything like it.
But the executive director of the Puerto Rico Tourism Company, Jose Izquierdo, has asked for cruise lines and airlines to help transport aid to Puerto Rico following Hurricane Maria.
The exhortation is to other cruise companies and airlines and everybody in power to help Puerto Rico. This is the moment to help us address a critical situation in Puerto Rico, to stabilize Puerto Rico, to again stand up on our feet and show the world the beauty of Puerto Rico.
He was speaking in the Puerto Rican capital, San Juan, after the Royal Caribbean cruise liner, The Adventure of the Seas, delivered a cargo of electric generators and water and medical supplies. The 3,800-passenger vessel was also transporting aid to St. Croix and St. Thomas, which were hit by both Maria and Hurricane Irma. As the last international flights to and from the Kurdistan region in Iraq were grounded Friday, hundreds of protesters wielding colorful balloons and signs with messages like compassion and love stood outside the airport. Protesters say they're hoping Baghdad will back down on its decision to establish a no-fly zone over their region after a controversial independence vote passed by more than 92%. And a bilateral ceasefire agreement reached earlier this month between Colombia's government and the country's last active guerrilla group, the National Liberation Army, that will be taking effect on Sunday. This is VOA News. The U.S. State Department has announced it's pulling all of its non-essential diplomatic personnel out of Cuba in response to health attacks on 21 American diplomats in Havana. President Donald Trump expressing outrage while speaking to reporters on the White House lawn on Friday. He said that the president said they did some bad things in Cuba. In a conference call, two senior State Department officials saying the U.S. is also issuing a warning advising Americans not to travel to Cuba because some of the attacks on U.S. employees happened at hotels in Havana. Other attacks reportedly occurred at diplomatic residences. Florida Senator Marco Rubio.
It is appropriate to downscale the embassy as long as the Cuban government can't assure itself of the safety and security of our personnel.
But Cuba tourist Tom, he doesn't like the decision.
I think the government takes care of the people very well, and there's no need to worry about safety.
The officials said until Cuba can generate or rather guarantee the safety of Americans, the State Department has a travel warning in place. Cuba says the decision is hasty and will affect bilateral ties. Two women accused of murdering the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un are expected to plead innocent when their trial begins Monday in Malaysia, according to an attorney representing one of the defendants. The pair accused of murdering Kim Jong-nam on February 13th at Kuala Lumpur International Airport by smearing his face with a deadly nerve agent. The defendants are facing the death penalty if they're convicted. President Trump is embarking on a trip to Asia in November with the goal of garnering global support against the North Korean threat while attending regional summits and talking about trade. The trip will include the president's first visit to China, North Korea's closest ally and number one trade partner. A message from the head of automaker Tesla about space travel.
Billionaire innovator Elon Musk raised an interesting question as he unveiled plans for a new rocket Friday.
If you build a ship that's capable of going to Mars, what if you take that same ship and go from one place to another on Earth?
At a presentation in Adelaide, Australia, Musk showed a video of images of a rocket taking off in New York and landing in various places around the world, including Tokyo and Shanghai.
The great thing about going to space is there's no friction. So once you're out of the atmosphere, you will go, it will be smooth as silk, no turbulence, nothing. There's no weather, there's no atmosphere. And you can get to most long-distance places, like I said, in less than half an hour.
That's VOA Steve Miller. I'm Philip Alexio.
That's the latest world news from VOA.